Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on March 25th, 2024. And not only is this a full moon, but this is an eclipse, a lunar eclipse. So this is big energy. So we're going to take some time and go through each life path number and what you might expect working with the energies that will be coming up around this illumination. Because this is an eclipse and it's much more potent, you could definitely be feeling those energies already. And this usually being an eclipse will start a storyline that will carry over for about the next 6 months, up to a year even. So whatever starts coming in for you around this time and definitely around the eclipse, pay attention to, because there's likely going to be more to the story that unfolds as you move forward on your journey. And these will be the potent themes that you're working with based on the numerology. Okay, so before we get into the forecast, this of course is a general reading. If you would like to know what energies you might be personally dealing with around this eclipse, or the year ahead, or just your personal numerology, please book some time with me. I would love to work with you and take a look. You can find my information in the description box below and book some time with me. All right, let's get into it. Life path 11-2, this eclipse for you all is about relationships. Not, you know, surprising because this eclipse is happening in the sign of Libra in astrology, but for you all, you're going to be working with the energy of the 22, so 202, which also obviously 2 is your own energy, your core life path number, but you've also got the influencing energy of the 20, which is significant, and we'll talk about it. But you're also working with warthog energy. And that might not sound very appealing, but it's actually really beautiful. It's actually like the energy of the Two of Cups. So again, relationships. That's in the hot seat and in the spotlight for you all at this eclipse. Now, one thing that you might notice is at the eclipse, right? A lot of times during an eclipse, especially a full moon eclipse, some things need to be eclipsed out so that new things can come in. So you might notice at this time that relationships, because this is the grand theme for you all, you might notice that some relationships have to fall away at this time, or the role that they play within your life might need to fall away at this time or be repositioned. And so new relationships can come in. You know, over the next 6 months to a year, I think you will likely see very deep soul contracts come in through connections, right? Friendships, relationships, partnerships, colleagues, you name it, you will likely see it if it has to do with relationships. Some of these can be incredibly supportive, beautiful, harmonizing. Others can be very challenging, but remember, it's those challenging connections that teach us the most, right? So that bring the greatest evolution. And so they are some of our greatest teachers. So I would say be discerning, but don't be closed off to connecting with people who come across your path and who you feel pushed by your soul to connect with. It's very likely that, you know, you'll be working with sort of just a lot of new faces, a lot of new energy over the next 6 months to a year with this kind of energy coming through. Now, it's interesting because you could also see a lot coming in around collaborations, networking, anything that has you working with others, meeting new people, working with new people, collaborating and creating something beautiful with other people. So this is definitely a coming together and seeing eye to eye, and also entertaining other perspectives and finding, again, the common ground within those, you know, perspectives and how to create something from that. This can also be about healing relationships. So there might be connections from the past that surface over the next 6 months to a year that can have deep healing effects, right? Like maybe the timing was off at a past time, and now this person resurfaces or these people resurface and the time is right. You both are in a different place. You both have sort of evolved, so to speak, and you're able to meet now in a much different energy. And you might see that there's a lot of healing that takes place, whether it's with the person or energetically, right? Sometimes we can't heal what we need to heal with others in the physical. Sometimes it has to be done energetically. And you could find that this is a period of time where you're being asked to do that, whether you have access to that person or not. But for some of you, it could very well be that people from the past resurface and they're in a much different place, you're in a much different place, and now you just sort of connect in a much healthier space for the highest good of all involved. The other thing I will say about the 20 energy is you've got that zero energy. So again, it's like a clean slate. So there's either, if it's people coming in from the past, it's like you can both start fresh. Or if it's new people coming in, it's definitely this clean slate type of energy where it's a new energy you're working with. It's sort of leveling up, right? You've leveled up and now you're attracting people who are at that higher vibration, who can bring, you know, whatever it is they need to bring for the next chapter for you. But yeah, relationships. So beautiful energy overall. Great opportunity to meet people, work with people, create creative projects, heal connections. That's a big one as well with this. Now with Warthog energy, again, Two of Cups sort of energy. So this is like perfect harmony. This is like sacred union type of energy. Some of you, if you're single, you could meet definitely like a soulmate relationship where it's like your person, right? Mutual attraction. So again, these are like these deeper soul connections where you see this person and you're like, oh, I know you. It's a soul recognition. Like you recognize this person from a past life and there's a story to be told in this lifetime. And this could be the time when you both start that storyline. Beautiful, beautiful energy for you all. Just remember though, it's not always, you know, sunshine and roses. Sometimes the people that we call in from a soul perspective, you know, is riddled with challenges, but that's because there's lessons to be learned there. So, yeah. And when we sort of avoid that connection or that interaction, we are neglecting, that soul growth for ourselves, right? So just be open to who comes in and what they have to teach you about yourself. So beautiful energies, 11-2. I hope it's a great eclipse. Take care. Bye for now.